Most people are disappointed when they're visiting the remains of the ancient city of Colossae. No one even knew where it was until it was finally discovered in 1836. Still, it has remained as it was because it has not been excavated as of yet. All we have are random discoveries. 30 inscriptions, over 150 coins, and the identification of a few structures, like the theater on the eastern side of the mound. Plans were made to start excavation in 2020, but the pandemic stood in the way. Paul was at Ephesus when he sent Epaphras to start a church in Colossae, Laodicea, and Hierapolis. He was from Colossae. Years later, Paul wrote a letter to this church because they were struggling with their understanding about Jesus Christ. The letter deals with the identity of Christ, the image of the invisible God. By him all things were created, by him and for him. At the time Paul wrote his letter, Colossae was in decline. The Romans had decided to have their trade route bypass the city. As a result, the major wool industry of the city started going away. Paul emphasized that their hope is in Christ, and their treasure is laid up for them in heaven. He wrote a second letter to the city, this time to a wealthy landowner named Philemon. He was a leader in the Colossae church, probably a bishop of a house church that met in his home. The letter deals with forgiveness and reconciliation. Paul does not use his authority as an apostle, but refers to himself as a prisoner of Jesus Christ. He was in prison at Rome at the time. He refers to Timothy as a brother, Philemon as a fellow laborer and brother, and Onesimus, the slave, as a brother beloved. Shortly after these letters from Paul, the city was destroyed by the earthquake of 60 AD. It was the same earthquake that Laodicea told Rome that they didn't need any help. No help was offered Colossae, and it became like a ghost town. By the time the letters from Jesus arrived, there was no mention of a church in Colossae. I find it interesting. Few people in town took much notice when Paul's letters arrived. Yet those two letters are the only thing that keeps the memory of Colossae alive. As we travel, we'll talk about the Caesar of the day, Tiberius. We'll also talk about the Roman culture and how unwanted children greatly increased the size of the early church.